Hello and welcome to Press TV News Analysis. I'm Kaveh Taghwai. Operation Pillar of Cloud is what Israel has called their attack on the Gaza Strip. And what started since Saturday in Israeli air attacks on the Gaza Strip, which killed seven Palestinians, and the operation resulted in the assassination of the head of the military wing of the Hamas movement, the Qassam Brigades. Well, Ahmad al-Jabari was the person who was killed in what has been called a targeted killing. The Gaza Health Ministry has said children barely 5 years old have been killed. In all, 20 Israeli airstrikes, according to the latest reports, with nine Palestinians to have been killed and over 20 injured, with the death toll expecting to rise. Why has Israel decided to escalate its attacks on the Gaza Strip at this time? Well, to discuss this more, let me introduce our guests. We have human rights activist Aidy Mormick, who joins us from the Gaza Strip. Senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, Lawrence Korb, joins us from New York, and author and Middle East expert Saab Shaath joins us from Belfast. Gentlemen, welcome. Aidy Mormick, you're a human rights activist in the Gaza Strip. Tell us the accounts of what has occurred, the most alarming being that, again, we're getting reports of what occurred at the turn of 2008, Operation Cast Lead, of certain types of military warfare in which it is burning the skins, as reported to have been witnessed by the Gaza's health minister in the hospitals.
Well, unless somebody does something soon, we're on the tip of a serious level of massacres here in Gaza. There has been the vast majority of the injured. There have been injured pouring into the hospitals all over the Gaza Strip. The majority of the injured, just like in Cast Lead, are women and children. The charred bodies of many kids amongst the rubble in Zeytoun came into Shifa Hospital early on, about 2 or 3 hours ago. You have a 7-year-old, Renan Arafat, killed under the rubble again. An 11-month-old baby, the whole life ahead of her, dead. This is going to carry on throughout the night. Israel has said the attacks will continue. All Israeli attacks are killing civilians. All civilians are all caught up in these mass-scale attacks. There's explosions all around in the Gaza Strip. You can see huge clouds of smoke across many buildings. There have been attacks in Jabalia, Beit Hanun, the Gaza City, Shejaiya, are many attacks. Tal al-Hawa, I can see from all around the building right now I'm in, explosions going on. Everybody is obviously scared. Everybody is saying, get a move on, the international community. The amount of war crimes that took place last time, there were 330 children killed, 1,400 people, over 1,000 civilians killed last time.
Let me go on, move on to Lawrence Korb. Lawrence Korb, please explain to us what you think is the reason for the timing which has come at this time, looking, of course, at Barack Obama being reelected. Do you think that Israel informed Barack Obama of what is to occur in the Gaza Strip, of which they forewarned 24 hours back that they were going to, at some point, attack the Gaza Strip? Saab Shaath, let me address this to you.
Let me get it this way. If we notice today's attack and assassination in Gaza, it symbolizes to me an attack on the all Arabs and all Muslims worldwide. And if you don't react to that, God help us, what's going to happen and who the next target will be. Since Obama has been elected the second time, and we shall not be fooled by Romney, whose side was with Netanyahu or not. The Zionists play it very well in America between Democrats and Republicans. They got both parties. And they are, both parties are partners in a crime with the Zionists in assassinating and killing the Palestinians. And the Israelis won't dare to attack Gaza in that way and carry these sorts of war crimes against a besieged area without the green light of the United States of America, Obama personally. So today the Zionists assassinated 10 people, some of them babies and children. Ahmed al-Jabari, the leader of the military wing of Hamas, was one of them. All of that and reaction when the resistance reacted to the Zionist attack on a wake on Gaza last Saturday, and killing a child from Khan Yunis on last Thursday, Abu Dhaka. So when the PFLP reacted targeting a military vehicle with its new anti-tank missile Kornet, and Zionists confirmed there is four senior officers being badly injured. That's disturbed them. And then the other part of the resistance, Islamic Jihad, and that launched a new sophisticated rockets at them. All of that scared them. But we will not forget who is will have the sophisticated arsenal in here and weaponry made in the United States of America, attacking the civilians of Gaza and the Palestinians everywhere. It's Israel. So the timing of this, if we look at the picture a little bit wider, Israel since September was doing war games at the Golan Heights and bringing more brigades into the area. And today, just a couple of hours before the assassination, Barak said, Yehuda Barak, the Israeli defense minister, said the southern villages on the Golan Heights bordering the Danish state are totally under the control of the Syrian, the Free Syrian Army, as they say. So they are working there, the Zionists, hand in hand with the Syrian gangs to create a buffer zone. And the message sent to Gaza, in case they tackle Syria or Iran in the future, not to interfere. This is a message sent to Gaza, to Beirut, to the resistance. And at the end of the day, Iran have to receive this message very well to understand what's coming.
Well, we're going to expand on that last point a little bit more, but Lawrence Korb, let me ask you a very simple question. Why do you think Israel has decided to attack the Gaza Strip in the form and manner that it has at this point?
Well, I think that they felt endangered by what was happening in the Gaza Strip. And, of course, you've had the problems with Syria intruding on the Golan Heights, and I think the Israelis feel that they can't just sit there and let these things happen without taking appropriate action so that it won't happen again.
And when we look at, of course, the election, re-election of Barack Obama, do you think that this was in coordination of any sense in terms of what many are saying, yes, the U.S. gave the green light, or what some analysts have actually said to be the opposite? And that is the fact that since their man, Mitt Romney, did not win these elections, that this is one way of Israel, so to speak, retaliating.
Well, absolutely not. I mean, President Obama does not want to see the violence happen. No way does he condone any of this, or does he give the Israelis a green light to use military force. So I don't think it has anything to do with our election. I think basically it has to do with the situation on the ground.
Okay. Let's move on to our Eddie Mormick, who is in the Gaza Strip. And Eddie Mormick, I need to get more of an idea of what we're seeing here as the situation unfolds. Of course, horrors of a 7-month-old to have died and a 7-year-old boy to have died. And again, the types of weapons that are being used by Israel, some are said to not only burn the skins, as I mentioned, but also huge craters. The level and the proportion being exercised on the innocent Palestinians, if you can shed more light on it for us.
Yeah, there's been huge explosion, huge destruction. We've seen carnage around. I was walking earlier while it was still daylight, and there was two huge explosions right in the street near to me. Everybody just carried on walking, and everybody was starting to shuffle home. People are trying to get goods from shops. They're trying to stock up because they think there's going to be a long road ahead. The idea that this can in any way be appropriate action is just obscene. I mean, how on earth can killing so many people, injuring so many civilians, ever be appropriate action? This is never appropriate action. The attacks on Israel began on Thursday. It was their initial attack, a 13-year-old Abu Dhaka that was killed first. There was another killed on Monday before that. And this is the ongoing process, and Israel will claim it's retaliating. There's no retaliation from Israel. There's a massive siege going on for 5 years. It's suffocating the entire population, of which the majority are children anyway. It's an open-air prison, as even the British Prime Minister David Cameron called it. Now they're bombing it, and we've seen there is destruction everywhere. We're seeing huge clouds of smoke. We've seen enormous rubble and craters around one bomb site. And of course, there's the endless injuries and bodies coming into Shifa. The number we're expecting to accept to increase rapidly overnight. There's already huge amounts of critically injured. And of course, the hospitals are overloaded. There's been a call out for blood. Blood donors. In fact, when I was in the hospital a few days ago, the intensive care unit was full of injuries from the attack that took place a few days ago, where they killed four people, including two youths playing football and two others who'd gathered for the morning of their death. So this is going to be a massive operation against what is a defenseless civilian population. That is what we are about to see now. Unless people out there get a move on, act now, get out to your embassies. Contact anyone who can make a difference. Call all of your local politicians and mobilize. Get out there. Make yourself heard and take serious action and stop any connections to this Israel killing machine and the American and British and European support for it. Inaction has got us to this point. Inaction across the world. And it's really, you know, now how many more are going to die? How many more are we going to watch getting killed in their beds? How many more kids are going to go who are alive now and their futures utterly ruined and that of their families? Get a move on. We're calling out to the whole world, people of conscience, civil society, who have got a care in the world for the already suffering and desolate human beings in the Gaza Strip.
Well, that's a very good point raised. Subshath, are we going to see any action when it comes, for example, from the Arab League countries? For example, we've had some reaction given immediately by Egypt. What are we going to see in terms of Arab countries and them being proactive in this?
They absolutely are going to see nothing from the Arab League, who is busy plotting and helping the gangs to kill in Syria as they've done before in Libya. That's what the Arab League, since 1945, been designed to implement imperialist and projects and then become partner with the Zionists. They are blocking against Syria. They are blocking against Iran. The Muslim Brotherhood's government of Egypt is colluding with the Zionists in tightening the siege on Gaza and helping them in destroying most of the tunnels, the life supply for the Gazans. And all of that to appease the Zionists and the Western imperialists to let them rule Gaza, rule Egypt. And since they learned the lesson from Hamas in ruling Gaza, if you don't do it now and cooperate with the Zionists, you'll bring the bribes. They don't want to go that direction. So they're helping them in tightening the siege in Gaza. They're helping them in destroying their own Brotherhood's government in Gaza. That is what the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt doing, and that's what the Arab League is doing. So all depends on the people now to take matters in their hands in the streets of Cairo next Friday to show the government of mercy. The Egyptian people refuse to see their blood being killed, their brothers being killed in Gaza, while the government is watching. And the Arab forces in Jordan and Lebanon and other Arab countries have to take to the streets to defend their own people of Gaza. Since the attack on Gaza is attack on them, destroying Gaza will be the key to destroy another Arab country, another Muslim country, till the whole Arab world and the whole Muslim world dominated by the imperialists.
Lawrence Korb, please tell us the message that this may be sending at the same time. For example, to Iran. I mean, we're looking at Gaza in terms of Hamas, the democratically elected government there, as being part of the resistance. And of course, we know what's going on with Syria. Is this, in a sense, trying to send a message to Iran, even though the timing comes at a time when, for example, in Iran's civilian nuclear program, there's going to be, there's been some positive development, so to speak. The IAEA is going to be having a meeting here in the capital, Tehran. And of course, there's been some positive signals perhaps coming regarding just the situation on Iran's nuclear program.
Well, I think it's important to separate the two issues. I don't think that they're connected. Obviously, the international community needs to work with Iran so that they can fulfill their obligations under the Non-Proliferation Treaty and ensure that they do not break that so that we can lift the sanctions and get back to a normal relationship. These other incidents are well before the whole Iranian situation came up, going back, several years, where you've had Hamas and the Palestinian Authority not being able to control them. And the real solution has got to be a two-state solution along the lines proposed by President Obama, along the 67 lines. And the parties have got to begin negotiating, and so that there are two separate states and the states are in control of all of the forces in there. Part of the problem you have is the Palestinians do not control the Gaza, Hamas does, and they do not follow along with what the Palestinian Authority, the Palestinian government, wants to do.
Eddie Mormick, the dire situation in the hospitals there, I hate to imagine what is now being experienced by these patients going into these hospitals, which have barely any supplies to meet disaster situations such as this one. What are we looking at here in terms of currently what's going on, receiving these hospitals, receiving the guests, and of course, if this escalation will continue?
Well, there's going to be mass loss of life because of lack of provision of medicines. There's been also a call out by the Ministry of Health for medical help and medications to come in. I will be going to the hospital very soon after this, and I know that there are right now doctors telling people that there is just not enough operations possible. There are people with severe injuries. The intensive care unit is already full. They're going to be it's going to be all over, all through the hospitals now. There's absolute carnage. You'll have people in the corridors, people operating and giving medical assistance all through the corridors of the hospital. What I've seen before has been blood throughout the corridors and people still arriving. I mean, there's absolutely nothing that you can do except just administer as much help as you can immediately, the checking of vital signs. And there's obviously the horrific decisions that doctors have to make, whereby if someone is nearly dead, then they may have to treat somebody who may have a bigger chance. And that is a sacrifice of a child or another human being. And of course, this is all down to the fact that there has been a Hametic siege, Israel's 5-year illegal siege, collective punishment of the entire population. And medicines have been one of the aspects that hasn't been restocked. And now, of course, on top of that, Israel is letting through the wrath of hell on the Gazan people. And we're going to have mass civilian casualties over the next few days. It's going to be hell. I can't imagine for the doctors, and I'll be finding out very soon.
Sabshath, earlier I asked you about whether we're going to see any type of proactive action by Arab League countries, for example, and you said no. But aren't we looking at a new landscape right now, especially given, for example, a new Egypt with President Mohamed Morsi, who has come out condemning these attacks on Palestinians and saying that, it needs swift Arab and international action. Are we not to be optimistic on this?
No, I don't think so, since the Palestinian issue in Egypt is controlled by their secret service apparatus, which called Mukhabarat. That's how important is the Palestinian issue to the Egyptian. And Morsi didn't move that from the hands of the secret service to the hand of foreign ministry, or even creating a department in the foreign ministry to deal with the Palestinian issue. So we would see those guys who is in the secret service being coordinating with the Israelis from the days of Sadat, from the early 70s till today. They are ideologically minded to consider the Zionists as their friends and their allies, while to consider the resistance and the Palestinians as their enemies. And that's why you'll see a lot of suffering at the hands of some of these Egyptian officers from the Palestinians. And so Morsi have to move to change the whole order. If you start a revolution in Egypt, you take and tackle the old regime and change it. They didn't. The old regime is in position, the United States in control, Morsi trying to appease using words to the Arab masses while he's coordinating with the Israelis. We can see that at the borders in Gaza, how they are tightening the noose around the Palestinians in there. So I don't think anything going to come from the Egyptians. The Egyptian revolution being hijacked, they need a new revolution, which they at least can help their own brothers in Palestine.
Uh-huh. Well, let me have the same question addressed to you, Lawrence Korb. Do you agree that we're not going to see the similar non-action as we saw the last time around when the war occurred, Operation Cast It, or this time around, are we going to see perhaps countries from Egypt, for example, with Mohamed Morsi, or even Qatar, who has come out and said that this Israeli attack should not pass without a punishment?
Well, I think these horrible events will get the countries in the region to work together to move the peace process along. And I think that's the ultimate answer here, because nobody likes this violence, just as nobody liked what happened in Libya or is happening now in Syria.
And Andy Mormick, in closing, you said that you're going to go visit the Gaza Strip, different areas of it, to see what has occurred in terms of course, damage, destruction, injuries, and, of course, the deaths. But what do you do as a human rights activist when you go out there and you see what you see in terms of all the damage and, of course, injuries, perhaps, that you might be encountering?
Well, we're going to be at the hospitals and recording incidents. We're going to be visiting a lot of the areas that have been hit and find out exactly the circumstances behind them and obviously make sure that the correct figures can come out about the casualties and the correct stories and the human side of that. Also, if it perseveres over the next day or two, it's very possible we may be accompanying ambulances. Last time Israel has hit many ambulances during its attacks, and so this is something that at least if there's a statement made that people can say, well, okay, you're going to be hitting those members of the government that are paying a lot of Israel's wages and offering all the weapons for them to do that. It's going to be a carnage here. And as an international person here, you just have to do what you can to try and get a representative story out. And the representative story is just mass horror for the Palestinian population that we've seen so far. And
very
that's
good.
All that's
very
ever
good.
Been
We're
meted
have to
out
leave it
on,
there.
On Gaza.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Human rights activist Eddie Mormick there from the Gaza Strip. We had senior fellow for the Center for American Progress, Lauren Korb, making his statements from Washington, and author Middle East expert Saab Shah. Thank you very much with his statements from Belfast. And thank you for watching another edition of the Press TV News Analysis. Any questions or comments that you may have, do send it to newsroom@presstv.ir. From Mikhail Tachvayi and the entire team here in the capital, Tehran, it's goodbye.